Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
The Manahwat Caves is intended for mature audiences. It contains strong language and depictions of bullying, violence, and sexual assault that some may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Also, this is an extremely immersive experience, and headphones are recommended. You're listening to The Manahwat Caves, a production of iHeartRadio, Blumhouse Television, and Psychopia Pictures.
The fog is rolling in thick in the valley. It whips by my windows in gusts, moving fast. Faster than I could run, faster than my soul could hope to fly up to the holy sun. And it keeps coming, in endless gloom at 100 miles an hour. I could hardly see my own face in the side mirror, it's so goddamn thick, and I wouldn't recognize myself anymore even then, because my eyes don't seem like my own anymore. There's something else in there. In the reflection, watching me. I'm scared. The closer I come to the truth, the more frequently the blackouts happen. Because the caves don't want me to know the truth. But I'm close now. Closer than ever, despite the fog and the noise, despite the blackouts, the memories are getting sharper. Bits and pieces of my past that were completely blank have crystallized. And I have my tape for the rest.
A ghost in a mirror, and the hounds of hell dancing in your eyes. Dancing in your eyes. A mouth sings tar, a river of evil, who climbed inside and tells these lies. Tells these lies. Somebody screaming for help but no answer. A feedback loop gone wrong. Does it find when you're all alone?
It was my idea. Lure them down in the caves, get them lost, watch them fall apart. Like the cowards we knew they were. We were gonna make them shit their pants and videotape it, get footage of them crying and freaking out. I couldn't let those bullshitheads get away with it anymore. It had gone too far. It was time they got theirs. It was time for revenge.
Could there be a killer inside?
time, and I need you to pull over.
So the horse and the memory bleeding.
I'm not driving.
James Venture just confessed to killing Deacon and Thomas Hadley.
There are too many unknowns. Now, we don't even know the circumstances of this supposed confession. No one from James Fincher's legal team was present. Now, look, we are on the verge of murdering a man without allowing him or the state
Apparently,
of Tennessee the opportunity to see justice.
That there was new evidence in the case, wrongly evidence that could prove
the governor was preparing to commute Fincher's sentence entirely when, in these final hours before his scheduled execution, Fincher himself released a sworn statement confessing to the crime.
If there is any chance of saving your soul, now is the time. Time to give the family what they need. The peace they deserve, James. Go ahead now.
James Fincher, confess to the crimes for which I have been convicted and for which I have been sentenced. I hope that this will bring both families the peace they deserve.
Said if Finch confessed to the murders, he would make sure Dina and Jimmy were well cared for. He would bring them into his flock, set up a church fund, and make them an example of how the Lord's goodness is mightier than the devil's evil. I guess Finch had taken the bribe. Blind with rage and tears, I staggered back to my car, clutching the video camera that Tyler sent me. It's yours. It's your truth, and it's your decision about what to do with it. This has all the answers you're looking for. Okay. Okay. Okay, Tyler.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Back here with that light. Tyler!
I swear to God, I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up when I see him. Do you hear me, bitch?
We gotta go back.
Back where, man? We already tried that. Shit.
Tyler!
Shut the fuck up!
Is that you, Dina?
Hello? Who the fuck else could it be? She's gotta be right up here.
Okay, we'll just keep going.
Hello?
Thomas, there ain't no one here.
Dina! Dina!
Dude, I don't know, man. It don't sound like her.
What the fuck?
She's moving, man. Where is she? Where is she?
What the fuck is that?
She's moving.
I can't see it. Where is
it? No, it doesn't matter. Just go, man.
Which fucking way? What? What is it? What?
Something tripped me. I'm bleeding. Jesus, Thomas, I'm fucking...
No. That's just water.
No, man, I'm fucking bleeding. Thomas!
I'm down here! Somebody fucking push me, man! My leg! I can't get up!
Stay there! Don't move!
I need help! I'm bleeding!
Okay,
please!
I can't reach you!
Please, I'm all fucked up!
I see it. There's a tunnel! I can see to the entrance! I can see light! Thomas, it's through here! I can see it! I'm stuck. Oh, God. I'm fucking stuck. Thomas, I'm stuck, but I got a signal. Yeah, hello. We need help. I'm in a cave. We need help. Please send someone to help us.
Okay, run that by me one more time.
Get my brother Thomas, he fell.
What's the address?
She's He's bleeding real bad. Please.
Okay, sir. I need you to calm down. I need your address.
We're out here off of Highway 42. Griff Washington's property. We're stuck. We're stuck in a cave.
Sir. Hello.
Shit.
What is the address?
Said we're way out off of Highway 42. It's a cave.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Sir, hello?
Hello?
Hello, I can't hear you.
Hello? 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 Thomas! 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 Help! Someone help! Help me! Help me! Oh man, why are you just standing there? The fuck are you doing? Sorry. I'm just, please, I'll never mess with you again. Just let me go. Just let me. Oh my God. No. Help me.
Hey, Ben, over here. I think I see him.
Get it now.
My heart felt swollen like a balloon in my chest, and there was no room for my lungs.
We each have our own part.
I couldn't breathe. The air was hot and wet with my own breath fogging the windows.
I was holding on to the hope of maybe I was crazy.
It wasn't my car anymore.
But nah.
It was just a metal box I was trapped inside of, and I tried to reach for the door, but my hand weighed 100 pounds.
Finch, he can see things.
Whether the ghost of Tyler Wilson was actually sitting beside me, I had to accept it.
Things other people can't.
It was happening whether it was real or not.
So, he knew what he had to do. But, me? All I had was my 5 senses. And the caves tried to hide the truth. Tried to hide from me, tried to trick my mind. So, I ran a few experiments. I charted it. On the patterns, and the only thing I could figure for certain, if I cut off the caves from the rest of the world, then nobody else would have to suffer. Problem solved. So I did what I had to do. Finch done his part. I done mine. Now you gotta do yours, buddy. Buck stops with you. Because it's going to happen again if you don't stop it.
What's going to happen?
Murder.
kill those boys.
The caves were never gonna let us go.
I didn't kill those boys.
Finch told you the time had come.
Time for what?
To remove yourself from the situation. Before it gets in your head again. Before anyone else gets hurt.
You want me to run? I've been running my whole life.
No. You can't run. So you have to end it. You're the only one who can. You have to take yourself out of the situation before it's too late.
How? Huh?
You still have the detective's gun, don't you? It's right here in the glove box.
What the fuck are you saying?
Remove yourself from the situation.
My fingers groped for the door and slipped on the wetness. Somehow I managed to pull the handle and open the door. I could barely see through the rain and fog. I couldn't feel my body, but I forced one foot in front of the other and made my way back up the wet, fern-covered hill, back to my mother's grave. I shut my eyes. And everything stopped. The rain stopped. The crows stopped. The wind stopped. Like I was suspended in a void. A vacuum of time and space. Then. Now I felt the damp rocks beneath my body, and now I heard the low, dull wind bending and howling through the hollow space. Heard water dripping from the stalactites, the fluttering and chirping of a thousand bats in the distance, but I kept my eyes shut tight for fear I might confirm by sight what my heart already knew. That I was now deep inside the caves. Then I felt her fingers in my hair, soft but strong. I looked up and saw her face above me, her sweet cheeks and beautiful dark eyes. My mother.
It's okay, baby.
Mom.
Yeah, baby, I'm here.
But I don't understand. How could I have done those things?
Yeah. I know. I know, baby. There comes a time, though, when you gotta accept the truth, Julian. There comes a time when you gotta accept who you are. What you are.
That's when it hit me. My mother's fingers plying gently upon my hair like a warm summer breeze. All I'd ever wanted was to get away, as far away as possible, away from my mother and father, away from the bullies, away from the racist and backwoods sheriffs, away from the shadow of my mother's death, away from myself. Away from myself. All I wanted was to belong to something for once. And I felt so warm in my mother's lap. I realized that this was the only sanctuary I'd ever known.
Oh, you spent all of your breaths, all your heartbeats, and just running. Never knowing what real love is. And you run out of Pottsville. You run away from Manawal. And you run away from your family. You run from the truth. But you can't, baby. You can't run away from yourself and who you are.
Who am I, Mom?
Look around. You are the last of us.
And then I saw them. All of them. The entire unholy horde. All of my ancestors were standing behind my mother, all gathered in the matrix of the caves. My father, the gray man, stood behind my mother, his blue eyes gleaming,
his hair parted on the side and wearing the blue suit he was buried in. Then a few feet behind him, there was Matthew Sweetser, a distant cousin who'd committed suicide in the case 2 decades before, half his head blown off. Richard Rydell, too. The leather straps from his electric chair still dangling from his wrist and cinched around his forehead. And behind him, a family dressed in wool and rags. The Learys, I assumed. Father Seamus, mother Eleanor, and 2 daughters, Millicent and Nadine. Young Nadine O'Leary, dressed in rags, missing fingers and parts of her face from frostbite, looking just as she did the night Solomon's house went up in flames. Others were there too. Hundreds of them, spread deep throughout the caves, all standing before me.
Eventually, he comes for each one of us. And some have obliged. Others, they refused, and they suffered the consequences. And some have taken their own lives before he could make them take others. We are your family, Julian. This is your family. Never give up on you. We've been watching you. I'm waiting. Calling to come back home ever since you run off. It finally heard the call. You finally came back to us.
No, I came home for Finch. Finch was my friend. Finch loved me, and I came back to make things right. I came back to save him, and now he's gonna die.
He made his own deal, and you still want to save him?
Then all the spirits of the dead, all of my ancestors moved to the sides of the caves, parting like the Red Sea, and a shape came up from the bottomless depths, a figure made only of sorrow and hunger, a shadow with no beginning and no end. It swallowed any light bleeding down from the world above. It took form behind my mother and looked at me through her eyes, and as I stared back, I saw myself reflected in her endless black pupils. Who are you?
You know who I am.
The dark wrapped around my mother, and her face fell away along with all the other faces of my ancestors until there was no face at all, but only a feeling of indescribable emptiness. And when she spoke again, my mother's voice was haunted, mercurial and shifting. At once male and female, young and old, a chorus of 1,000 souls with 1,000 tongues, all folded into one ancient voice.
You know who I am.
It wasn't me. You made me do it.
No. You were simply given license and opportunity.
No.
I may have guided you.
No.
But it was by your own hatred and rage that you took their lives.
No!
But it didn't take much. A whisper in your ear. And then you paid your debt. You are free.
I'll never be free.
I have tried to make this easier for you. To clear you of your wretched guilt. To hide your memory of it. Ah, but you're only human. That's the real curse, isn't it? Your humanity. Your conscience. You can't take that away. It's how you were made. No lie. Your guilt has nothing to do with killing those boys. They deserved it. Didn't they? It's that you get to live while your friend will die for your crimes. I mean, you could turn yourself in. Confess to your sins. Reveal yourself before the world. Take his place. Take Fincher's place on death row. But let's be honest. You never will. So, lucky for you, there is another way.
What way?
If you really want to free James Fincher, I could make that happen without anyone ever knowing the truth. But I'll need you to do more for me.
You want me to kill again? Right? To give you more innocent lives?
Here's the deal. You can spare the life of your innocent friend in exchange for others. Those who have wronged you. Those who you already hate. A few rotten apples. Be doing the world a service. Seems fair. Do we have a deal?
Breaking news this evening. Tennessee Governor Travis Cox has granted a temporary reprieve to death row prisoner James Fincher.
Only moments ago, Governor Cox said Mr. Fincher's execution must be delayed in light of
last-minute appeals and court rulings. And the governor's decision comes despite an apparent confession made by Mr. Fincher only hours ago to the crimes for which he has been convicted.
Julian? It's Jill. I just got a call from LeBlanc. We did it. James Fincher isn't gonna die. At least not today. The governor stepped up, and LeBlanc was able to get a federal appeals panel to grant him an indefinite stay. They were shaving James's head when the chaplain told him. Said he just cried. Goes to show. Never give up. Never lose hope. I know I almost did. But for you, Julian, I know this was not easy. But you did the right thing. Courage isn't just doing the right thing when it's easy. Courage is doing the right thing even when you're scared shitless. Just know that I am grateful.
And just like that, I found myself back here, in my car, like I'd never left it. Except I have no idea how long I've been here. The day's become night. My clothes are dry, the storm has passed. The fog is so thick now I can't see any goddamn thing clearly. Soon nothing will be visible anymore, ahead or behind, present or past. Soon I won't remember my name. I'll look in the mirror and I won't recognize my face. I'll speak and I won't hear my own voice. And soon, the darkness will take me again. Don't panic. This recording is to help you, Julian, because if you're hearing this, it means you've had another spell. Just know you expected this. You planned for it. This tape is to help you determine what's real from what's not. The blackouts are more frequent now. They last longer, leaving gaps in your memory. That's why you left this message for yourself, Julian, to help you remember. First thing I need you to do is start the car. You need to drive. Never mind the fog. Visibility's gonna be shit for a while. Doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter which road you take. Just head north. And don't stop. No matter what, you should have at least a half tank. So just drive. Drive until the fog breaks.
just drive. Drive until the fog breaks.
And hopefully you will do what must be done while you're still able to. In the meantime, hit rewind. Go all the way back to the beginning of this tape. Then play it. All of it. That should do it. Now all I can do is hope for the best.
Dooley?
That's Officer Tapper to you, Solace. Damn, you just can't seem to stay out of trouble, can you, Julian?
Dooley, I need to confess.
What are you doing back here at the caves for?
I need to turn myself
Come
in.
Come back to say prayer for your friend Tyler?
I need to confess.
It's private property, you know. You are trespassing.
Dooley.
Once it sits for radio.
You are not listening.
Dispatch, hello? I got a code 24. Hello? Piece of shit. I'm gonna need you to step out of your vehicle. Out of the car now.
You should walk away.
What about step out of your vehicle? Do you not understand, goddammit? Step out now, motherfucker!
Dina.
Reverend.
Jimmy.
You can call me James.
Well, okay, James. Dina, I don't know if you formally met Bobby.
Yes, we met.
Yep.
Oh, good, good. That's real good. Well, James, if you are ready.
Yes, sir.
That's good. She's fine.
How's the water? Is it cold?
It's like a warmth you've never felt.
Okay.
It'll all be over before you know it. But you will feel it forever, son. Trust me.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's get this going. Follow me.
Okay.
I'm happy you decided to do this. The Lord really does work in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Well, you look lovely. That's a real pretty dress.
Thank you. It was going to be my goodbye dress, but things have changed.
Thank you all for joining us today. Let me begin with a few observations. This is a special occasion. A baptism is always a special occasion, but the circumstances here are not normal. I'll be the first to admit it. But these circumstances, nonetheless, deserve addressing. I invite you all to join me here today to look upon this young woman, Dina Fincher, and her son, Jimmy, as unique souls who themselves have done nothing to offend the Lord. The Bible teaches us forgiveness, and that is, in fact, our duty. We have an opportunity to make right a great wrong, to heal a deep wound in the heart of this community. If we do not embrace this family here and now, we will be equally guilty, not if, but when, the pattern of sin repeats itself and the matrix of evil manifests itself.
Satan is waiting in the wings.
He lurks in the shadows of Manitowoc County. And so it is up to us to protect and shelter this poor family from the silver tongue and evil grip of the beast, and deliver him to the glory of God. We are here to witness as this young man follows Christ's example. So here we go. Upon your public profession of your faith in him and obedience to his command, I baptize you, Jimmy Fincher, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Buried in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection.
I'm sorry. Please, though.
Amen.
A ghost in a mirror, and the hounds of hell dancing in your eyes.
Stars Jonathan Tucker as Julian Salas, Eddie Gathegi as James Fincher, Clark Peters as Detective Solomon Smith, Nick Searcy as Sheriff Kirby Hooper, Justin Wellborn as Tyler Wilson, Jill Jane Clements as Jill Campbell, Brad Carter as Dooley Tappert, Scott Poitras as Reverend Perkins, Samantha Ashley as Dina Fincher, Justin Matthew Smith as Paul Salas, Tara Oakes as Laura Salas, Jonathan Horn as Deacon Hadley, Alden Karanovich as Thomas Hadley, Mike W. Anderson as Griff Washington, Bodie Walteroth as Jimmy Fincher, Brian McClure as Ian Spinks, Larry Clark as Bobby Hadley, Peyton Fallis as Ed LeBlanc, Vic Palizas as William Fowler, Nick Tikoski as Richard Rydell, and Aileen Loy as The Darkness. With additional performances by Clint McGowan, Dina Dill, Edward Howard, Henry Foster Brown, Jamie Joseph, Juan Monsalves, Christopher Curry, Bailey Heineman, David Mitchell, and Bernard Sotaro Clark. Created by Connell Byrne and Dan Bush. Written by Dan Bush, Zoe Cooper, and Nicholas Tikoski. Featuring our theme song, Killer Inside. Written, produced, and performed by Lyra Lynn. Our executive producers are Matt Frederick, Alexander Williams, Michael Monti, and Courtney DeFries. Our executive producers at Blumhouse Television are Jeremy Gold, Chris Dickey, and Noah Feinberg. Produced by Dan Bush. Music by Ben Lovett. Additional music by Alexander Rodriguez. Edited by Dan Bush, Chris Childs, Stephen Perez, and David Chen. Sound design by Benjamin Balcom. Additional sound design by Alexander Rodriguez. Dialogue editing and sound mixing by Juan Campos. Recorded at Studio Awesome in Los Angeles. Soundbite Studio in Atlanta, and Echo Mountain in Asheville. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Our dialect coach is Linda Bassesti. Assistant director, Michael Monti. Second assistant director, script supervisor, and production coordinator, Sarah Klein. Supervising producer, Josh Thane. Special thanks to Mary Ellen and Jason Davis, Jonathan Dieter, and Joe Rickman. The Manitowoc Caves is a production of iHeartRadio, Blumhouse Television, and Psychopia Pictures.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim-up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.